Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Caitlin with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has put his support behind converting sections of public beaches to private Euro-style beach clubs. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has welcomed the plan, explaining that the beach clubs would only run from October until March to capitalise on increased tourism. A controversial beach club was trialled at Carrara in 2022, but faced significant backlash from the community before its closure. Experts and community members have criticised the push for private beach clubs along the coast, citing the dangers of environmental degradation, pollution, and the privatisation of public spaces. Crisafulli has explained that the project will only go ahead if it can be determined it will not impact or disturb local residents.
The golden-shouldered parrot, an endangered species of bird endemic to the grasslands of Queensland's Cape York Peninsula, is abandoning areas it usually nests in due to habitat change. Golden-shouldered parrots prefer open grasslands with low levels of woody plants, but grazing by cattle, which replaced burnings by local indigenous people, have allowed for woody plants to encroach limiting available nesting sites. Native grasslands remain the most threatened habitat in Australia due to the spread of urban and industrial development, with Cape York's grasslands particularly vulnerable to pastoral expansion. Dr. Gabrielle Crowley's study focused on the golden-shouldered parrots conveyed that the problem was facing species across Australia and that more was required by state and national governments to protect vulnerable species.
In national news, a Western Australian inquiry into e-scooter safety is being extended to include e-bikes and e-dirt bikes after a 59-year-old woman was killed after being hit by an e-dirt bike on Saturday. The woman, who was a nurse, was struck in a public park by an unregistered e-dirt bike. The woman was the second person to be struck and killed by an e-scooter or bike in Western Australia this year. The safety inquiry will look at the policing and usage of the devices in entertainment districts and other built-up areas. Western Australian Road Safety Minister Rhys Whitby expressed what he thought should be added to the inquiry. Where they can be used on footpaths, the speed, I think there's a new technology that can automatically limit an e-scooter on a footpath, Mr. Whitby said. Nationally, e-scooter crashes make up 5% of all emergency department admissions.
One of the top climate diplomats has urged Australia to commit to an ambitious 2035 cut to carbon emissions. The federal government is set to release its 2035 target by September this year, and with the opposition continuing to debate whether it will maintain its commitment to a 2050 net zero target. UN Climate Change Executive Secretary Simon Steele is visiting Sydney and Canberra this week, as he presses countries globally to ramp up climate ambitions, calling the new climate target a potential defining moment for Australia. Mr. Steele emphasised that climate disasters were already costing Australian homeowners $4 billion a year and that unchecked climate change would damage Australia's food production and drain trillions from the national economy by 2050.
In international news, Thailand and Cambodia have agreed on an immediate and unconditional ceasefire that will attempt to resolve deadly border clashes. The fighting flared last Thursday after a landmine explosion along the border wounded 5 soldiers, with each side blaming the other for the clash. The border clashes had killed 35 and displaced 260,000 people as Thailand shut all border crossings and ambassadors were recalled by both countries. The 800-kilometer frontier between Thailand and Cambodia has been disputed for decades, but past confrontations have previously only been brief and limited. Foreign and defence ministers of Thailand and Cambodia, aided by their Malaysian contemporaries, will be responsible for creating a detailed mechanism that will ensure peace through the monitoring of the ceasefire. For your weather today, Brisbane is starting to warm up as the sun rises. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 19. There is no fire danger warning today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.